Blog Talk Radio.
Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. I'm your host, pop art painter Jamie Rocks, and this is the big show. We're starting off the week. It's a Monday. I am very excited about today's show. We've got filmmaker, writer, and director of the new movie, American Poltergeist, The Curse of Lilith Ratchet. Eddie Lengel. I'm probably saying this wrong. Lengel. Eddie, I messed your name up. I'm sorry, sir.
You got it. Lengel, you're good.
Lengel, okay. Oh, that's pretty good. I had to sound it out there. So, Eddie, how are you today?
I'm good, buddy. Thank you.
Awesome. Hey, I watched your film this weekend, and I loved it, man. I really enjoyed it. And it just goes to show how you have to be careful at these little curio shops and thrift stores and whatnot. You never know what you can get. So let me ask you, this is a fun film. I don't want to give too much of it away. I want people to watch it. But how did you come up with the idea for the film?
I've been asked that a lot. And, you know, I don't know. My girlfriend kind of came up with the rhyme. One day she said, old rickety ratchet. And I said, Rach, what did you say? And she goes, old rickety ratchet. And I'm like, that's fun. And somehow we came up with that rhyme, rickety ratchet, took a hatchet, and gave her lover a head in the basket. And then I pitched that to Stuart over at ITM, the distributor. And he, like, really liked it, so, but it needed more. So then we had to come up with the second part, and that's where, you know, play the game, call her name after midnight, feel her pain. So we put it all together, and I'm thinking, okay, we got to figure out a way to make this into a game. So I don't know, I just came up with this idea, like passing this head around in a circle, and it ends up kind of being like, well, you know, hot potato meets musical chairs. Just kind of happened.
Right.
I don't really know, you know. It's just one of those things, being a writer, things just come to you sometimes, like from a higher source, maybe. If you will, you know.
Well, it was awesome. And it's cool that's, you know, it just goes to show when you have a good idea, you never know where it could lead, you know.
Right.
You know, you came up with a rhyme and next thing you know, you're making a movie, you know. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Now, with this film, was it a long process to get this down, you know, from conception to in the can, as you filmmakers say?
Not too bad. I started writing the script September of 16. That was, like, probably the most challenging because it went from September of 16, and then they did the final edit, like, in May of 17. So I was working on October, November, December, January, February, March, April. And then me and my buddy Roger cleaned it up, like, and did a final draft, like, in April. He helped clean up spelling errors and put it in the right format, because I'm not really good at that. So Roger helped out with that. So, yeah, it was like a six-month writing process for me. It took a long time, because I wanted to make it more than your typical just regular slasher ghost story. You know, it's a lot. You watch the film,
right.
A lot goes into the story. You know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, it's, you know, I like it because I like where it creates kind of these modern, what's the word I'm looking for? You know, this mythology and, you know, like Candyman and all this, where it's not a played out trope, if you will, but it's just something new, you know what I mean? It's a new kind of take on something and on that. And I think that's cool because you're creating a new character, disturbing character, a scary character, but a fun character. I enjoyed that. I think Lilith Ratchet is pretty cool.
Oh, thank you. Someone just gave us a review the other day and kind of said, oh, it's the same old tropes. That's funny.
No.
So we didn't do anything new there. That's funny.
I don't agree with that because what, I mean, I hadn't heard of, I mean, yes, you're coming up with a new character and whatnot, but it was done in a fun way, you know, I, as a former club rat, I loved the whole nightclub spin on it. I could definitely see that happening.
Well, yeah, I'm a DJ.
I've been to clubs like that.
Yeah, I'm a club DJ. Well, I used to be a club DJ. I do weddings now and parties because I'm older. But yeah,
right. Well, you know.
I used to be a big time club DJ back in the 90s. So yeah, dude, I still love that club scene. You know.
Right, right. It's you know, I just can't. It's funny because my girl, she likes to go over so often, and I'm a little older than she is. Man, I hit about midnight, and I'm like, okay, I'm ready to go home. You know, oh, it's just, they just need to start earlier, but it ain't going to happen. It wouldn't be the same. Well, this is cool. No, I liked also some of the effects and whatnot. How much time went into, and how much was practical effects and how much was CGI on Lilith Ratchet?
When she gets hit by the car, that first kill, that was all CGI. I don't know how they did that. I just knew I wanted him to get hit by the car. The camera guy's like, okay, I got it. Greg Krause, he's amazing. He's like, okay, this is how we have to shoot it. And then Meg, she did the special effect. And I think she did a great job. I don't know how they did it, but it looks awesome.
Yeah, it totally does. And oh, go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you off.
Yeah, and then the girl in the bathtub, we bloodied her up more with CGI. So when you see the reveal in the bathtub, that's all CGI, her cuts. Well, they're there,
nice.
Not practical, but then we digitally enhanced it. And then also the guy in the basement, the big bodybuilder guy, that was all CGI.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, it's cool, you know, that technology, that we're in a place where technology can do it. You know, help is a nice tool to have in addition to that. And also, in addition to like, I mean, you know, there's all these streaming platforms and stuff now that are just, I imagine, screaming for content. I know Netflix every month has new stuff on it, and as do they all, you know what I mean, trying to stay competitive. For a filmmaker, that's got to be exciting.
Yeah.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Metal Babe Mayhem is super excited about their newest venture with MBM Music LLC. With MBM Music, we'll provide artists with a full-service platform to be seen and heard by assisting with necessary products, services, and fashion, all in an effort to increase exposure, fan base, and income. For more information, visit us at MBMMusicLLC.com. That's MBMMusicLLC.com. You create, we promote, plug in to the network.
Glittering amethyst, energizing citrine, colorful fluorite, the other side of the sun, Earth's treasures brought to light. Since 1999, we have offered a unique collection of hand-selected minerals and gems for every budget, for novices, collectors, and healers. Visit www.tosots.com to view our wide selection of offerings and use coupon code ROCKS, that's ROXX, for 10% off your first order. Remember, TOSOTS.com, Earth's treasures brought to light.
Hi, folks. Jamie Rocks here. Hey, if you're a big fan of cool historical books like me, then you're going to want to check out our newest show sponsor, Michelle Albion, a fantastic author. She's got some really interesting, cool books out that you're going to want to check out. I'm a big fan of all of these. The Florida Life of Thomas Edison, The Quotable Edison, Quotable Henry Ford, Quotable Eleanor Roosevelt, and, of course, The Quotable Amelia Earhart. Michelle's just very keen and very, very cool. And these are just very cool books. So check out her website. There's links to where you can pick these up on Amazon and Barnes & Noble all over the place. MichelleAlbion.com. 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 Very, very cool stuff. Check it out, folks.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Now, let me ask you this. Is American Poltergeist, The Curse of Lilith Ratchet, is it out now? Can people watch it now, like on demand and whatnot? Or is it coming?
Oh, no, it's weird. They did a release. This is the first time this has ever happened for any of my films. They just released it in Walmart and Amazon.com and Family Video. So if you want to buy it,
nice.
You can only buy it, the DVD right now, hard copy in Walmart, or you have to order it on Amazon.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Well, yeah, the streaming.
Everybody orders everything else
in
there.
Yeah, the streaming's going to be in June. They're going to stream it. Like, I think it got Redbox streaming, and I know there was some talk about Netflix down the road, but then it'll be on all the typical Amazon Prime, iTunes, Google
right.
Play, all that stuff. Yeah.
Cool. And ladies and gentlemen, I'll let you know on my blogs and stuff like that and social media's accounts when that remind you in June when that happens. I'll stay on that. We also have a link on our show page to the official Facebook page of American Poltergeist. I want everybody to go over there and like the page and share it. Let your friends know and check all the stuff out there. Very, very cool.
Yeah, that's a great place to get updates and stuff, because we update that daily, the American Poltergeist
nice.
Fan page. Yep. Yeah, awesome. Thank you. Thank you for that plug there. Thank you.
Oh, absolutely, man. Absolutely. Now, let me ask you, Eddie, because you have a couple of films quite a few under your belt here. And this you just finished this up, right? The deal went down in October, I'm thinking.
Yeah.
And you've got some free time now. And I know we're promoting and we're pushing The Curse of Lilith Ratchet, American Poltergeist. But are the gears turning for the next project? I have to ask.
Oh, yeah. Last summer we did an Irish fantasy folklore kind of film. It's called The Slewaw Awakens. But nobody's really digging that name, so I think we're going to change it to Blood Clover. It's an Irish fantasy. It's got demons and leprechauns and stuff. It's my first crack at a fantasy film.
Wow. Very cool.
So we shot that last summer, but then some things happened with the footage, and then the hard drives got screwed up. Something happened. So we had to recover the footage. So we had to put filming on halt, and then we're going to finish it up this year. So it's kind of a little behind because of technical difficulties. But and then I'm just getting ready to shoot my next film. It's like a thriller, action, horror. It's interesting. It's going to be Italian mafia, all-girl rock band, and demons. So it's going to be an interesting mix. Yeah. So
I want to see it.
Rock bands and demons.
Nice. That's funny. That's going to be awesome. That's cool, man. That is cool. Now, let me ask you, Curse of Lilith Ratchet, you're in Ohio. I think you're in Cleveland, if memory serves me right, right? That neck of the woods?
Yeah.
Did you film that there in that area?
Which one?
Lilith Ratchet?
Yeah, Ratchet was actually more down towards Akron. We actually filmed in the ghost, the demon, Lilith's house. Mm-hmm. We actually shot the bathroom scene in Lilith's house. And so we shot in Lilith's house, and then we shot in the bar. That bar scene is my buddy's bar. It's called Rockstar Bar. So if you're ever down in Akron, go check out Rockstar Bar. And upstairs is Club Moda. So go check out Chris Kaniski's Rockstar Bar and Club Moda. Little shameless plug there for you, Chris.
That's right. That's awesome, though. That is very cool. Akron, you know, it's interesting. I always, every time I grew up in Detroit, and always I had lots of friends in Cleveland and Cincinnati, so I was always all over Ohio, it seemed. And every time I went by Akron, I was always thinking, oh, Home of Devo. You know? So you know it's got to be an interesting town. That's cool, man. That is cool. I don't know what it is about Ohio. There is a ton of creative people in Ohio and doing a lot of cool stuff. I don't know if it's in the water or what the deal is, but I dig it, you know? One of those nexus points.
You're funny, man. Hey,
although,
I'm looking at your Facebook page. Is this being streamed live right now, or are we just recording it?
No, it's being streamed live right now, and then it'll be converted to a podcast.
I'm going to share your post real quick so people know.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, man. And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Support for this podcast comes from the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center, ranked one of the top cancer centers in the nation for the last 27 years. The doctors at MD Anderson treat more rare cancers in a single day than many physicians see in a lifetime, and treatment plans are tailored to an individual patient's needs, allowing more comprehensive and thorough care. To become a patient, please visit makingcancerhistory.com.
Hey guys, Jamie Rocks here. Hey, last year I was on holiday with my girlfriend Danny. We were at Disney World and having a great time. It's the happiest place on earth. And I dropped my vape, just like a Butterfingers, and it was a pain in the neck. They just don't have anything there to replace it and whatnot. So we had to drive 45 minutes each way to get a new one. And, you know, that's an hour and a half out of our day, man. But anyway, that wouldn't have happened because if I would have had this fantastic new product, the C-Ring. It's very, very cool. What it is it attaches to your vape, designed to protect your investment with comfort, flexibility while doing your day-to-day activity. What it does is it goes in there, you put your finger in there, and you hold it, and you're not dropping your vape, breaking it and whatnot. It's very, very cool, and if you need both hands, they have a lanyard you can hook to, and it's awesome. It's awesome. The C-Ring, you can find out more about it and pick one up at their website, www.thecring.com. Again, that's www.thecring.com. Be smart, be like me, get a C-Ring if you're a vapor. Very, very good. Oh, and hey, holidays are coming up, man. This is a very cool gift for somebody. If you have somebody on your shopping list that vapes like I do, get them a C-Ring. Thecring.com. Very cool. Well, yeah, you know. I really enjoyed this movie. There were a lot of it got to business right away. If you, ladies and gentlemen, if you're a fan of, you know, people getting sliced and diced and whatnot, it starts off pretty quick. And did you do that intentionally? Did you always have that idea in mind to start the vibe of the film?
You know what? That was not going to happen. We did that at the very end. The film was already wrapped, and then my friend Roger Connors, who's in the film, he's like, Eddie, I think you need to do an opening kill. So we kind of toiled around with that idea, and I really was not wanting to do that because I feel it's kind of like indie-ish to do that. Like, a lot of films don't do that anymore, but he felt like we really needed to do it. And I'm like, you know what? We'll do it. So, and I'm glad we did. I mean, it's a fun kind of opening. It gets people's attention. You know, people seem to like it. So, yeah, I'm glad we did that. But initially, I wasn't going to be there. Yeah.
Well, that's awesome, man. I'm glad you did because, like I said, it really set the vibe, at least I thought, you know, kind of the tone. It was
it
very
did.
Cool. Now, I wanted to ask you, Eddie, you do all these, horror films, and you just did a fantasy film and whatnot. Growing up, did you know that film was going to be like what you were going to be doing back before you were DJing and all that? Like, were you a film kid?
No, I did not know that. Yeah. Interesting enough, yeah.
Well, how did it happen?
Kind of happened. I always liked scary stuff. I always loved Halloween. My neighbor up the street, who ended up being my best friend, we ended up always just liking like monsters and stuff. You know, we'd have like those little Planet of the Apes models that you put together, and Frankenstein and Creature of Black Lagoon and stuff. And we'd make these haunted houses at Halloween time, and we actually had people stopping off the street to come through the haunted house. So then we started screwing around with Super 8 films, you know? And it just kind of happened, man. It was weird. I don't know. It just, one of them things just happened, you know?
Right. No, I hear you. And, the cool thing is we live in a cool time where you can make movies and stuff. Now, this didn't have a huge budget, but still, if you found it in the street, pick it up, you know? If I find a dollar in the street, I pick it up. I think you did an amazing job with the estimated budget that I'm seeing here on IMDb. It had to be more. They're saying $15,000 on here, but it had to be more.
A huge budget, but still, out at the street, pick it up. You know?
Oh, I'm catching you.
Yeah. I hear an echo.
I was pushing the link on my page, so sorry. Okay.
No problem. Yeah, so I think you did amazing with your budget, you know?
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Now, are you, when you work on your films, I'm sure, you know, having a bigger budget's, you know, always preferable and whatnot. Do you have, is it just necessity that has taught you all these, kind of tricks and whatnot to be able to make something so cool with a limited budget?
What's that?
Like when you're making your film, do you say, okay, now we only have this much, so we're going to have to do this. I got to get this. Like what was the shoot time for this? How many days did you guys shoot on this?
25.
Really? Wow.
Yep. 15-hour days.
Had a plan, right? So we got to get a lot done today. Here we go. Well, that's amazing, man. That's amazing. Well, very, very cool. Well, I can't wait. And like I said, it's out. People can buy this, the hard copy and whatnot. And, it's funny because 99% of my horror friends, they do that. They don't just stream. They want the hard copy. You go to their house and there's, bookshelf after bookshelf filled with Blu-rays and DVDs and even a couple friends I have even have old VHS tapes, and a VCR. But they're quite proud of their collection. So I hope they pick this up and add it to it. Say again?
I think it'd be fun to release Ratchet like on a VHS. That would be fun, just as a collector thing. That'd be great.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I just talked to a band out of Sweden about 2 weeks ago, and they're releasing their new album on cassette tape. And I'm like, well, that's different. I don't know how many people have cassette tapes. I do, but I don't know how many other of my friends do, but I imagine a few do. Kind of a throwback.
Yeah, I used to spin records, vinyl. That's where I started out DJing on wax,
Oh, yeah.
You know, records are making a big comeback now. Like, there's a record store right in the town next door to me, and the guy said he's killing it. I can't believe it,
And they're not cheap. I just got into it again, and I'm rebuying all this stuff, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, I can't believe some of the price. I either buy, like, really old stuff at the Goodwill, really cheap, and then I'll, have a band that I want that, I have to order something from Germany or something, and it's, $70 for a record. I'm like, why am I spending this? But, you got to have it. One of the things I liked about Ratchet is I think that it's a good date night movie. If you and your gal are into scary movies, you're going to dig this. It's a fun movie, and, it's just cool. It's just cool. Do you think that Lilith will make a return at some point? Or is she done?
You know, real quick, that's funny that you said that. Thank you for that little plug there, because I wanted that. I was hoping... If you notice, there's no vulgarity or nudity in the film.
Mm-mm.
So I wanted to make it more like family friendly, if you will. You know what I mean? Like, you know, So it's not really, it's not offensive. I don't want it to be like, you know what I mean? I wanted it like a date night kind of movie, you know?
Right.
And there's only that one curse word at the very end when Alex yells at Ratchet. Did you notice that?
Great. You know, now that you mention it, I'm taking back on it. Now, you're right. You're absolutely right. Maybe that's what, it just moved it along. You know, I thought that was cool.
Yeah. And that's, I wanted that date night kind of feel. And that's so funny that you said that. Thank you.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Aloha. If you have stress in your life or even anxiety and panic, I want to invite you to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast for a way out. The Anxiety Coaches Podcast is a relaxing and inspiring show bringing you lifestyle changes to calm your nervous system and help you heal. Heal anxiety, panic, and PTSD for life. We bring you 2 episodes every week. There's no need to walk this path alone. Join us for a relaxing, informative, and inspiring time and start your journey out of anxiety panic. That's anxietycoachespodcast.com. Aloha.
Hey there, my name is Paige Beatty, and I am the founder of Hats On and Hats Off, which are 2 separate companies but aligned by the same philosophy of raising cancer awareness and forming smiles. Hats On is a for-profit corporation that sells cancer-specific hats to be proudly worn by you in hopes of raising awareness. A percentage of the proceeds will be donated to Hats Off, which is a nonprofit corporation raising money to buy wigs for cancer patients who can't afford them. That's where we're forming smiles. I believe cancer has touched almost everyone's lives in one way or another. A friend, a family member, a friend of a friend. So please visit our website, www.hatsonhatsoff.com, to learn how you can help raise awareness and form smiles.
Ruxgear, the online webshop of high-end luxury merchandise and products, all featuring original pop art paintings. From La Jolla to Miami to London, www.merch.jamierox.us.
Hey folks, located in the hills of Tennessee, L'Apothecary Unique offers all natural, organic, gluten-free skincare, hair care products, perfumed oils, medicinal salves, makeup, incense, and aromatherapy items, bath salts, and even much more, including something special for the fellows, like beard and mustache balm, astringent, and aftershave. Each item is made to order just for you. So check out LapothecaryUnique.com, spelled LapothecaryUnique. LapothecaryUnique.com.
Oh, it's awesome. It's awesome. Let me ask you this. Now, coming up with the, with Lilith's look, with Ratchet's look, from the, there's no manicurist in the afterlife, folks. No, she's got ginormous nails, which are awesome, and the pointed teeth I liked as well. Did you know all of that coming? Like, did you sketch it out or whatnot when you were coming up with the look of Lilith Ratchet?
Actually, I got to give a shout-out to Roger Connors. He helped me create her. Yeah.
Well, she's got a cool look, man. She's got a cool look. Goth girl from, hell. She is, but she was Victorian. That's her thing,
Oh, I love that. God's Girl from Hell. Can I use that? I'm going to steal
absolutely,
that from
man. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah,
oh man,
your
but she's
question.
Cool.
I'm sorry. You asked me about a return. Yes, there will be a part two, but not for a while.
Nice. So you'll know, folks, when you hear those nails, oh, baby, it's not going to be good. She's coming
yeah.
to get you.
I'll probably start writing that next winter, like next fall. I'm thinking I'll start writing it in the fall time, and then we'll probably shoot it next spring, 2020.
Right.
And then
right. Well, you'll be, up in Cleveland area, it gets cold in the winter, ladies and gentlemen. So, anything you can do indoors is a good thing come that time of year. A lot of you always see bands from that area and whatnot. They don't, that's when they write their music and record it. They ain't playing live, not in the winter. Not a lot of driving around.
Because I figured, the movie's just coming out now, and we want people to get their fill of it this year. You know what I mean?
Right.
And then wait like a year to release the second one. Well, like 2 years. Probably like 2021 we'll drop part two. People be ready for it, I think. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think it's a good plan. Now, you've got a fantastic cast in Lilith Ratchet here, and the acting is very good, I thought. Do you know all these people? Did you go through a casting company, or, how did you get all these people around?
Yeah, believe it or not, Chrissy, who plays Ratchet, she has a casting company called Wildcard Casting. So her and I casted the film together, yeah. And a lot of the actors I knew, like Caitlin Newberry, she was in Mother Krampus. Roger was in Mother Krampus. Actually, Roger's been in Hell Week Voodoo, Mother Krampus. And then Rob Yeager, who's the lead, he plays Hunter Perry. He was in Hell Week, my first film. And him and I reconnected like 10, 11 years later. And then, I knew a lot of the actors. But then we did cast, the other half that I didn't know, obviously, through Wildcard Casting.
Oh, that's cool, man. So it's cool that she brought that in because, there you go. You get good people. And, I love Rob. That's Hunter Perry in this film. Having his podcast, I had to like him. I'm like, yeah, I might have done that. No, I don't know. I can't say. But it was a good plan. But it didn't turn out well. You got to be careful when there's heads in boxes, It's just, you never know what'll happen. You'll never know what'll happen. But it was a fun film. I really enjoyed it. My girlfriend enjoyed it. We it was very cool. Very cool. A very nice evening of zany supernatural terror, Good stuff. Now, you went through, ITF? I can't remember.
ITN. Stuart Olson. Yeah, Stu.
Nice.
Stu over there. Stuart Olson. ITN, yep.
Well, that's cool. Now, you mentioned that you talked to them pre-shooting and everything, before you even began. So you didn't really shop the film around. You already had a deal in place. That's something a lot of people don't do, and I think it's a smart thing, But I think that's a very cool idea, Get that out of the way. When you're dealing in a situation like that with your distribution already on board and whatnot, is there a lot of, check this script out, we're doing this, we need you to change this, we need you to change that, is it binding in any way, or are they pretty cool with just make it cool, and marketable?
Yeah, no, they were really cool with it. They gave me all kind of freedom. I wrote the script, sent it out to them, they read it, and they said, yeah, we like it, it's a go, let's do it. Yeah, it was real simple.
That's fantastic, man. That is, I'm not in the film business. I have lots of friends who are. You don't hear that story much. They're like, well, then I put the third mortgage on my house and I was doing, you hear a lot of that. But I think that's a smart way to do it. Very, very cool. I really enjoyed it. And I want to let people know, again, we have a link up to the official Facebook page, facebook.com/AmericanPoltergeist. I want you, everybody, to get over there and like and share the page. It's very, very important to, you know, if you dig something, you dig an independent film or something like that, help get the word out, man. And chances are, if you're digging it, your friends are going to dig it as well. So that's why we say share that. Very, very important. Now, do you think on your next film that you're doing, you're going to do the, you're going to write it and also direct it as well? Wear both those hats again?
Yeah, I do. I do all the films like that. I don't know why. It's just I like to
How
have my hands on it, you know, because I know a lot of the stuff's in my head. I have visions in my head, so I kind of know how I want it to go. So it's just better if I do it, you know. Sometimes Roger will step in and help out, though. So Roger, he's done that for me. I'm like, Roger, can you direct this scene for me? I'm having a hard time getting communicating. And he's like, sure. Yep, and he'll step in and he'll do a great job for me. Roger's awesome.
Well, it's cool to have a friend like that. You know what I mean? That you can bounce ideas off of and whatnot. I agree with you though. When especially when your name's on the door, man, I wind up doing a lot of stuff on my little art projects and whatnot. Just because you know, I don't want to be mad at somebody. If I want to be mad at anybody, I would rather be mad at myself. You know, I like being to blame, I guess. If there's any. And on the other side, if it works out great, you know. I like that too. Well, very cool, Eddie. Very cool. I can't wait to see more. And I'm going to tell you this. You already know it. Doing what you're doing, man. You're real good at it. Real good.
Have you seen the other films? Have you seen Mother Krampus Part 2 or Scarred? Because those are both on Prime.
I have not, but I'm telling you, I did not know they were on Prime, and I will be watching those this week. Very cool. I will definitely check them out.
Awesome. Awesome.
Fantastic. Fantastic. And also, people, when you watch something on Prime, a lot of people not in the movie business or in the indie movie business don't really realize this. If you watch something on Prime, take 5 minutes out of your day and write a review and leave on there. That helps out. And it's cool feedback for the filmmaker. For everybody, you know, even if you have like a particular actor or actress in something, say, you know, hey, I dug such and such. They were great, you know. It's really cool how you have, especially on Amazon, that review process in place. And I think it's a cool thing, you know. Feedback's always important. Always important. Even bad feedback, you know.
It really is. You know, you're absolutely right on that. You're so right.
Well, very cool, Eddie. Very cool. I know I kept you a little longer than I said I would. I apologize about that. You're just fascinating to talk to. I really want to thank you for taking time out of your day and, you know, being on the show and everything. You're awesome.
Oh, no, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. I can't wait till the next time. Very cool.
Yeah.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's going to wrap it up for us today. This episode, of course, will be converted to a podcast and pushed out on all the various social media platforms and streaming sites and podcast streaming sites. We're on about 100 of them now. As I said, with you know, if you're digging something, take a if you're listening to this podcast in the future, hello from the past, take a minute, hit that ratings and review. It doesn't cost anything, and it keeps us up at the top of the page, and that really annoys all my ex-girlfriends. No, I'm kidding. They probably don't know about it, but it does help me when I'm talking to advertisers. It absolutely does. Keeps the lights on around here. That's a good thing. Cool. We will see you tomorrow, everybody. Have a great time. Go pick up American Poltergeist, The Curse of Lilith Ratchet. It's a good film. Thanks, Eddie.
Thank you, buddy. Thank you so much.
Talk to you soon.
Okay.
This has been pop art painter Jamie Rocks's Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. It has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks, recorded at his studio in Deerfield Beach in South Florida. All rights reserved by Pop Rocks Limited for broadcast on Blog Talk Radio.
Estás escuchando Jamie Rocks de Pop Rocks Radio. Manténganse al tanto.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.